You know, we've all heard over the years that sugar is really bad for us. And that's true. Excessive sugar consumption, it plays a role in a lot of the chronic diseases. And besides, it just messes with how we feel. And because of that, it's important for all of us to reduce the amount of sugar in our diet. Now, the absolute best way to do that is to work on reducing your reliance on sugar and sugary foods. If you work on doing that, eventually what will happen is your palate will adjust over time and you won't have to worry about your sugar intake anymore. Well, that's all easier said than done, right? Using some kind of sugar substitute, like those that appear on your restaurant table in those pink and blue and yellow and green packages, none of those sugar substitutes are really good for you, because even though they might be calorie free, they tend to do the same bad things to your body that sugar does. You get those same sugar highs and then that crash, those lows. You get them from artificial sweeteners as well as from sugar. One suggestion to help beat that sugar craving is, if you want something sweet after a meal, perhaps you should plan to substitute fruit for dessert. And fruit, it contains other nutrients, and the fiber in fruit causes it to be digested more slowly, and that limits that spike in blood sugar and insulin that sugar alone causes. There are other kinds of sugars out there: maple syrup, honey, date sugar, I don't really know what that is, coconut sugar, and you'll hear all of those types of sugars billed as more natural. But to your body, they're essentially sugar, and your body reacts to them the same way as sugar. And so what happens, they really end up just being extra empty calories. What I do is, rather than use artificial sweeteners or those alternative sugars like honey, I just work real hard to eliminate or certainly to significantly reduce the amount of sugar in my diet. Hey, I'm almost down to no sugar in my coffee, and I try as much as I can to keep focusing, keep alert to trying to reduce the amount of sugars that you use. I love my dark chocolate, but I'm working to be extremely moderate with that too. It's very difficult. It's a challenge, but I'm gonna beat it. Here's my bottom line Web Radio Today advice to you. Think about sugar every time you start to use it, and every time that you start to eat something that you know contains sugar. Think about it in terms of your desire to decrease your sugar intake and to hopefully eliminate it from your diet. If you think hard about it each time that you start to use sugar, at least it'll keep you on the path of sugar reduction or elimination.